Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I wanted to talk about the top three on the VFN torch. I tell you, be encouraged. Every single day, the torch is being updated. Every single day, you're going to hear just segments and highlights of what was just shared daily on the daily VFN radio program. They're segments. You can listen to them. You can email them. You can share them with your friends on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, if you have not liked this, take the time. Go ahead and like us. I spoke to a friend the other day. She says, you know what? I've been seeing your posts on Facebook. She goes, yes, I'm gonna like you. I said, well, go ahead, thank you. Like VFN Radio. She said, just go ahead and like us. Just get, because what that does for you as a VFN Radio listener is that you can be able to get all of these feeds directly in your Facebook feed. So every time that VFN Radio makes a post to their page, that post, that news feed, that announcement will automatically get to you. And also, don't forget that you can always subscribe to VFN TV for free. Go to VFNTV.com and click subscribe. Doesn't cost you a thing. What that does is allows you to get more messages, more content, and all of it's available free to you. There's so many wonderful messages. You know, God does speak. Is America under judgment? SOS, the tale of two kings. I mean, there's so much more. You're going to find encouragement. You're going to hear prophetic words, and you're going to know. You're going to know. You're going to be encouraged. Do it now. Yeah. Do it now. You'll be encouraged. Well, VFN TV top three, the first one, Pat, the first one, this is pretty cool. Be thankful. Be thankful. We just shared how it's still up there, but how important it is to be thankful for what basically we do have, and not coveting or sweating or being envious of what we don't have. That,
right.
You know, we're at a place right now and that we have so much to be thankful for, but if we don't stop and pause and think about it, we're gonna get lost in the sauce, as my friend says. You know, he said, you're gonna miss it.
Right,
You're gonna miss it. You're gonna get lost in the blessing of everything that God's doing, and you're gonna miss out, and you'll start to complaining. Well, you start comparing first.
Right.
They have what we don't have, and why do they have? And it's like, really? You start comparing. It's like, that's not really good. You know, the word instructs us to say, you know, those that compare themselves by themselves are not wise. So you got to help yourself out and say, I am not going to compare. I'm just not even going to go there.
Right.
We have what we have, and we're blessed.
Absolutely.
And then the second thing is, you know, because it's a slippery slope. Once you start that slippery slope, then you'll start to covet, which we it's a fancy word, right? We figure that out.
Right.
It just means to be envious. It's just to wrongly desire what somebody else has for yourself.
Right.
You know, it's like almost like a jealousy. Like, I want it. I want it.
Right.
And so you start comparing, you get into coveting, then you start complaining because you don't get what you want. Right?
Yep.
Is why there's quarrels, why there's quarrels amongst you, right? Pride, because you don't get what you want. And now you start complaining, and then you start bickering, and it's like, this is not going well. This is not going well. And then you start running around. It's a slippery slope. It's a strategy. Then you start to claim things like entitlements, and I deserve this, and I deserve that. And before you know it, you're like, wait a minute. I got to get off of the slippery slope. I got to journey back. I got to get my heart right with God. I need to be thankful for what I do have. Stop worrying about what I don't have, and understand that, you know what? Every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, from Father up above. I'm good. I'm blessed. If you haven't listened to How Rich Are You, you got to go on the torch. You got to listen to How Rich Are You. There's a website in there that's on the torch where you're going to be able to actually plug in real numbers, real financial numbers of what your family earns or an income. You put your family size in there, and then you'll be able to see exactly what percentage you fall in based in the world's population. I mean, we found out that Pat is a very rich man. I mean, very
yes.
rich.
In Jesus' name.
We're all rich.
That's right.
Think about it. Every person that you know, just you'll have to do it for yourself. You'll realize, based upon the world's population, that half of the world's population lives on $4 a day. Let me tell you something. We are rich. And not only are we monetarily rich with things, but my goodness, if you have Jesus in your life, is he not enough?
We are rich. Amen.
We are blessed. The second one is check with Jesus before you vote.
Mm-hmm.
Check with Jesus before you vote. It may sound, you know, like, but you know what? It's true. Check with Jesus. You know, you got a lot of decisions to make. There's 60 days or so before it's time to vote. There's 33 million Americans that are not registered to vote, that think they're registered. You need to go ahead and check. You can go to wallbuilders.org and you can check to see if you're registered. But before you vote, remember that, you know, God's not left wing or right wing. He's for the whole bird. And just ask yourself, WWJD, you know, spend some time abiding. Spend some time, you know, in the word and ask the Lord the question. He does speak. He does speak and he'll let you know. And then we're coming to the last one, 90 minutes in heaven. 90 minutes in heaven. You can hear about Don Potter's experience about Piper's experience, not Potter, Don Piper's experience, when he basically had a car accident and was taken into heaven. And you hear about the sound of angels' wings and the sound of heaven and the wall and all the people that greeted him when he entered. I tell you, there's nothing that would be like going to heaven. And that's a future hope for those that have accepted the Lord. Let me tell you, you just don't pass away and it's all over. But guess what? You know, you stop living in this life, but you're going to live for eternity. Your spirit's going to live for eternity. And we'll enter what God has for us. So that's so encouraging. I want to encourage you, spend time on the torch, be encouraged, and share with your friends. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.